Previously on BBC Radio 1's longest show ever.
It is 13 minutes past four on Radio 1.
Yay!
Hi, Scott!
Hello.
Becky's here. Hi, Becky.
Don't speak.
Does he ever make a noise?
You sometimes hear him laugh.
Depending on the quality of that day's show.
If it's rubbish, he's just silent.
Does he stay off camera as well? Does he stay away from the cameras?
No, sometimes, he has been known to put
he
a bag on his head.
He tries to, because people say he looks like Sue Perkins.
He does look like Sue Perkins.
Oh, God.
No, he really does. Hey, that's a compliment, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching on the red button, you'll see him live. So let's walk in the one and only Mr. Paul O'Grady!
We've always wanted to get Ollie on the show, but obviously we're normally on too early, so...
You want me in the morning? Nah, it'd be like having a rattlesnake in the studio. I'd make him look like Snow White, because I'd kick off big style.
What time do you get up, Paul, normally?
I don't do mornings, Scott, no.
So if we're going to write a sitcom, me and Scott, and we want you to star in it...
We'll go to film.
Call time, 4 p.m,
yeah.
Finish by 7.
Do that. 7 the following morning, I can go all night, if you pardon
the expression. I have heard that.
No, but I can, but I can't go all day, but I'm good of a night.
Yeah. Paul O'Grady is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1's longest show ever for comic relief.
It's 7:01. Come on!
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Mr. Jam for Comic Relief. Hour 13.
Yeah!
We're still here.
And we're live on One Extra and Radio 1.
Simulcast.
Is it Radio 1 Extra?
Radio 1 Extra.
I knew that.
BBC Radio 1 Extra. We're on the third floor of the same building that you broadcast.
I've been up there a few times.
You haven't?
Yeah, I have.
We've never seen you.
Well, I've got news for you. You never want to see me, because the last few people I went to see were Rampage. But, so trust me, if you see me coming,
kiss of death.
Out the door.
Huh? Run.
You know what's not happening.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Always.
Thank you very much.
And welcome to the One Extra family.
Thank you.
You're doing very, very well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Jam.
Thank you, Mr. Jam.
Do we call you Mr. Jam or Mister?
Now you see, I've been listening to you. I've been listening to you, the pair of you, for years.
From
the early bit to the afternoon show to the breakfast. I remember your first breakfast show.
No, I know you really have. Yeah. You really have.
I've been listening for a very long time. So I heard you saying, "What do you call me?" Yeah. Just call me Jam.
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 Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Jam is good.
Jam is good. Jam is good. Do you want to get any jokes out of the way now?
No.
No.
Marmalade?
No.
Toe jam?
No.
Strawberry?
No.
Yes. And call me Lemon Curd. Or Curd for short.
Yeah.
Or just Chris.
Oh, Chris is fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. We've been on the radio now for 12 hours and 33 minutes nonstop, me and Dave. And I'm looking forward to my next couple of hours with Mr. Jam.
Or just
AKA
Jam.
Jam.
Yeah.
I like Mr. Jam because it's polite, it's respectful. I do.
Well, the thing is that when I started like when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I called myself DJ Spice.
Yeah.
Spice Girls came out.
Ooh.
Not good.
It's not going to be good for me to kind of be
a Spice Boy
called
Spice.
Or
that. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Hang on. So I called myself DJ Jam.
Let me work out his
after
age
Jam
then.
Master J.
Yeah.
28. I'm 28.
14. And the Spice Girls came out in 96.
97.
So 96. In 2006, you'd have been 24. It's now 2011. Yeah, whatever, love.
Yeah. I've got my driving license if you want to prove it.
Yeah. With a bit of Tippex on the date
we'll
of birth
look.
There.
Oh, hey,
sorry,
hey,
officer.
Hey, One Extra is the youth station. So
tell Trevor Nelson.
Westwood.
Westwood?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Delisa.
Yes.
Calm down.
Okay.
Calm down. She's going to be
Westwood was on Radio 1 when it was in black and white, for God's sake.
I remember listening to Westwood when I was a wee nipper.
Yeah.
He's been doing it longer than all of us have been alive.
Oh, absolutely.
I like him.
I feel like we've achieved a milestone already because we've gone through all of the Radio 1 daytime shows.
Yeah.
And now it's nighttime officially. Nighttime starts at 7, I always think.
Yeah. And now we are into the specialist bit.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And normally at this time on Radio 1, you'd get Zane.
Yep.
Zay low.
But he's off being a rock star, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm.
In Australia and New Zealand, DJing to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So I'm looking after his show this week.
Let him do that. Because we've got millions and millions of listeners and viewers on the red button. Hi,
hello.
Viewers. Look, it's Mr. Jam.
Look.
What a handsome man, by the way. Mr. Jim, by the way.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Mr. Jam used to... I think it's fair to say he used to be fat, right?
No, I was past fat.
All right, fat!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now look at him. He's wasting away.
Svelte.
Yeah.
Positive.
I call him Mr. Jim.
Or Mr. Jim Jam.
Which the pair of you, I hope, will be changing into before the end of the show.
Well, if you're lucky, you're lucky, Jam, maybe later.
We have leisure wear and pyjamas.
So look, we've got a lot of slippers. We've got a lot of music for you guys tonight. A lot of it, I will be very honest with you, you will never have heard before. Some of it you will never want to hear again.
Well, you say that, but you never know though, Jam.
We've got a few gifts for you.
Okay.
Musical gifts.
Love that.
Chipmunk will be passing through later on.
Beautiful.
A mutual friend.
We like Chipmunk.
Yeah, so we thought we'd kind of ease you into the One Extra family as well.
All right, good. I'm looking forward to it. Seriously, I'm looking forward to... hearing some hot flavours and licks.
No, don't worry, we're going to be able to sort out your language as well, Chris.
All right, good.
That's fine. Yeah. We've got that covered.
I thought licks sounded quite...
1998, it sounded quite nice and beats.
Yeah, fresh.
To move your feet. Fresh. Get the people in the streets. Would you like a selection of cold meats? That kind of...
Cowabunga.
Charcuterie.
Yeah. Eat my shorts, dude. I know what the vernacular is.
Don't have a cow, Mr. Jam.
All right, what are we going to start with?
I think we should start with something that should be familiar to Radio 1 listeners. Skepta.
Okay, I'm all right with a bit of Skepta.
Yeah, Skepta, artist from the grime scene.
Yeah.
Represents a crew called Boy Better Know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And his current single is called Amnesia.
All right, let's go then. Here we are.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Mr. Jam for comic relief. Hour 13.
It's a bit of Skeptical Radio 1. Bit of Amnesia. Jay Sparrow remix. Zay Lowe may be off, but Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave are back on with Mr. Jam. Who's on board tonight? Who's on board?
8-1-1-9.
That's right. Yeah. Mr. Jam's got it. 8-1-1-9. If you're on board tonight, send us a little text message. We might even say hello to you. We might not do... Who knows?
I can't keep it.
I'm on board.
Zane does his on-boarders. Yeah. On One Extra on my show, we have original jammers.
Oh, okay, wow. Nice.
So people that have listened to the show one or more times are original jammers.
Like it.
If it's their first time hearing my voice on their radio, then they're newbies.
All right, let me do it again.
All good.
8-1-1-9, if you're one of our original jammers, maybe you're a newbie tonight, you want to text in. Jammers looking at the text, so get texting now. 8-1-1-9 to the studio, and if you're watching for the first time on the red button,
it's not Zane Lowe. His voice goes deep,
and then he goes shouting again, really, really high, so text in. 8-1-1-9.
You've nailed that.
I know.
It's absolutely nailed that.
Oh, he's been practising.
What a doddle. What a gig that is. You know what I mean? All right, so that was good. Skepta, know that. Amnesia, lovely.
Cool.
All good, right?
Just to let you know, we are easing you in, by the way. Musically, we are easing you in. There will be a button very soon that will appear called the bass cannon button, where if at any point you are flagging, you press that button.
But we'll talk about what?
Bass cannon.
And what does the bass cannon do exactly?
Delisa, is it on there?
The bass cannon!
It's there.
Okay, this one?
This is what a bass cannon does.
This?
Yeah. Mm. So if at any point you're flagging, press this button because... Energy boost! Come on, Dave!
Get up!
Bass cannon, bass cannon, bass
I feel as old
cannon.
As Trevor Nelson.
Bass cannon, bass cannon.
My mum would tell you this is just noise.
To be brutally honest, so would my mum.
Bass cannon, bass cannon. Yeah, got you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so we'll do that later if we're flagging.
Any point that you are flagging in the show, you don't have to say anything. Just hit that.
Just go bass cannon.
Bass cannon.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. All right, good. But it is your first time on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it is.
As DJ, so welcome along.
Thank you very much.
A few of the members of the 1 Extra family actually wanted to welcome you personally.
Ooh. I bet.
So we've put together a little package for you.
Calm down, Dave. We love you. All right, well, let's hear the 1 Extra welcome.
Extra R&B, extra hip-hop.
1 Extra.
BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Yo, Moyles, stay awake.
Oh, no.
Welcome to BBC Radio 1 Extra.
That's Gemma.
Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave. How are you feeling about it?
Good. Wagwan, Christopher Moyles. How you doing? Yeah, now, I know you don't understand half the 1 Extra presenters, but I know you understand me.
Grandad Nelson.
Don't fail or you'll get parved.
All right.
Ask him what that means, Chris.
What's up? This is your Commander-in-Chief, Robbo Ranks, the Dancehall General on One Extra. I'm the man who plays the bashment, the dancehall, right through to the one-drop reggae. Now, when we play tracks on One Extra, well, every track we play on One Extra, the listeners love it. So we have to reload it or pull it up or rewind. So I use a certain sound and it's called the kaboom. So remember, kaboom means to rewind, kaboom, to give the tune a forward, to give it a signal, to give it a pull up.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
I've got a little tip for staying awake.
Thank you, Gemma.
Why don't you just splash your face continuously with ice cold water? Right. In fact, take it a step further. Get into a bath of ice cold water. You will not be falling asleep.
Yo, son!
Yes.
You're drifting off. Pay attention.
Sorry.
Chris, drop the bomb and stay awake.
All right.
Yo, son, understand what I does. It's your boy Westwood, kingpin of the car game, right with a big dog. The bomb master, the bomb dropper. It gets no bigger.
No.
Drop the bomb, Moyles.
Kaboom.
There you go.
Kaboom.
Welcome to One Extra.
What was the other thing that Robert, is it Pula?
Kaboom.
Yeah, no,
not Pula, pull up.
Oh, pull up. Up. Oh,
yeah,
right.
So
not pull over. It's not a sweater.
Right.
Pull over. Pull over.
My daughters have pull-ups. They were like these sort of, they're like training pants after, yeah, after nappies. It's never anymore.
I haven't got to that stage.
Dave,
with
it's
my
this.
Daughter.
It's this.
Pull-ups.
Yeah.
Pull-ups.
Kaboom.
They have like pink ones for girls and blue ones for boys.
I tell you, I've got to be honest with you, Jam. It's another bloody world here. I'm seriously.
That's why we thought we'd ease you in.
What? It's just a lot of sound effects. What's going on?
Some DJs love the sound effects on BBC Radio 1.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
And it lends itself to it.
Yeah, well, I've
does.
Got my sound effects as well. I've got one of them. I've got a.
You know, in many ways,
one of my favourites. And that's only for the special.
In many
ladies.
Ways, Mr. Jam, we're not that different.
No,
you know, we have our sounds as
it's,
well.
It's the same coin, but just different sizes.
Exactly.
When you say pull up, it's different to when we go pull up. Hello. You know what I mean?
That's all we do on ours.
All right, love.
All right, let's do another song. Let's hit me with another one.
Now, we've actually got you a very special present here. Now, there's a record called The Bad Man Rhythm. That
I love Bad Man Rhythm.
Yeah. You've never heard it.
No, I never have, you're right. Kaboom!
Is this MJ VIP?
This isn't the Mr. Jam VIP, no.
Right. That's what MJ stands for. Right.
Yeah. You see. It's by an artist called Vato Gonzalez, yeah. who's from Holland.
Vato Gonzalez is
Vato
from Holland?
Gonzalez, yes.
He's called Gonzalez?
His real name's Bjorn, but
right.
Vato sounds a little bit more
house.
Right.
Kaboom.
And he's got a couple of rappers on there from the UK called The Foreign Beggars.
I love
that. Now, this is pre-release. It's not going to be released yet for a couple of months.
Wow.
But they've done a special version.
I like that.
Mm. Have a listen.
Hey, Jam.
Yeah.
Kaboom.
Kaboom.
Right about now, Chris Moyles.
Oh, hi.
Inside the place.
Specialize in putting out big tunes. This one's a smash and it's coming out soon. Coming to a big wave near you. This how they buy the man's son, what are you? Simple things might sound catch anybody in the reach.
Going in on the vibe, you can tell by the heavy head count inside. Up in the booth, Comedy Dave will provide. So when he say jog, you best ask how high. And then reach for the sky, hands in the air. The beat sounds live, that's how he rolls on the Chris Moore show. If you wanna reload, you best come in it.
I like this.
Good, isn't it?
Very nice to do this for
us. Yeah, thank you very much.
So this is Mr. Gonzalez from Holland.
Vato Gonzalez.
But his real name's what? Bjorn Gonzalez.
Bjorn Freed something, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like, you see, this is the thing that you'll find with kind of dance and urban music. A lot of people don't go by their real name.
Give over, Mr. Yeah. Give over, Mr. Jam. You see that coming?
We should give the pair of you one extra names.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you wanted.
Well, you could give us something else, like a different
well,
handle.
Comedy Dave.
Yeah.
Could just be a one extra name. Just
it com. Could be, yeah.
Com. For sure.
Com. Well,
you know, comedy's slightly ironic.
Exactly.
Yeah. That track was called Bad Man Rhythm.
Yes.
And that was a special Chris and Dave version.
Yes.
Yeah.
We came bringing.
That's nicer.
You
know?
Did you notice I was laying down some sound effects, by the way, in a very one extra feel, and I was on the button, I was on the beat.
You
technically,
see,
I'll wipe the floor with you one extra people.
Well,
so together with your And I'm telling you.
81199 is the text number, One Extra listeners. What do you reckon? Should we actually set up a sound clash between One Extra and Moyles?
Listen, with your
are you taking
your
on the whole station?
He just said that. That's
with
what he said.
With Jam's tracks and me pressing the buttons, I'm telling you, this will be the best show One Extra's ever had. Since Westwood threw that wobble at that time.
Yeah. Man, it's so destroying.
So, pull over. I'm like it. I'm learning. All right, so far that was.
We are only really kind of scratching the surface in terms of the kind of music that we got for you guys tonight. We've got a load of drum and bass. We've got a bit of hip hop. We've got some more dubstep.
Love a bit of dubstep.
We've learned about bass cannons.
Yes, we've learned about the bass cannon.
Yeah. It's all about the bass cannon, of course.
Most definitely. But only if you're flagging. Only if you're flagging.
Not yet.
Not now. Don't overuse the bass cannon.
I'm not. Can I do another kaboom?
Go on then.
Kaboom!
Twitter are loving you guys at the moment, actually. All the people that are tweeting me at this moment in time. M-I-S-T-A-J-A-M is how I spell my name. There's lots and lots of love coming in for the Chris.
So are you at Mr. Jam?
Yeah.
That wasn't taken?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't funny enough. Because I decided to spell my name M-I-S-T-A-J-A-M so it looked bigger on flyers.
Mr. Jam, I like that.
Smart.
You see? Always thinking.
Up there for dancing, son.
Oh, yes. I reckon we should keep the music moving there.
All right.
What do you reckon?
I want to hear something fresh. I want to hear something new, Mr. Jam.
We'll get into fresh and new in a minute. Let's go into something current.
that's what I meant.
Yeah!
I'm from Radio 1. It ain't current until we played it 30 times a day, so...
Well, this is getting there.
All right.
This is getting there. It's an artist called Breakage, a.k.a. James Boyle from South London.
James Boyle?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's got to be his real name.
It is his real name.
All right.
You wouldn't choose that, would you?
All right, kaboom!
Fighting this is...
bed from now on, Dave, so if we want to go on, we can.
Anytime.
Mr. Jam just said that.
Kaboom!
Hey.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
I play this music day in, day out, so I should know it.
Yeah. Oh.
What was that?
Mixing.
That doesn't mix, does it?
Well, no, it doesn't really. No,
there's 2 BPMs out. It is 2 BPMs out.
Well, hang on. Let me try this.
It sounded like more than that, didn't it?
That might work. Shall I see if that works?
Yeah,
No. Light's on's about 1:30. Fighting Fire is 1:38.
Well, let me try it.
Try it.
Could you not meet in the middle at 1:35 each? That's what I'd do. I'd ramp one up and bring the other one down.
Would you?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's DJ Geeks.
Ready?
Yeah, almost.
That's it. I'm playing Fabric in London in a couple of weeks. I'm bringing you down. You guys can come. Fabric East London, what are you saying?
Yeah. Why not? Do we get a car there and back? I'm not getting the tube.
I'll drive you myself.
Right. Do you drive?
I do, yeah.
What car have you got?
I've got a couple.
Get lost.
I've got the missus' car and mine.
Someone's not feeling the credit crunch as much as the others, are they? Wowzers.
No, I haven't been doing it as long as Westwood, so don't expect a car like Westwood's. No. It gets me from A to B.
No one has wheels like Westwood.
No, he's the kingpin of the car game.
That's right.
Absolutely. Baby.
Do you know what that means?
It basically is what a catchphrase that sounds good.
I hear him say it, but like, I've played cards before.
Is it the card game or the car game?
Car.
I thought it was card.
No,
I thought it was like he was good at snap or poker or something.
No, after
Bridge.
My Ride UK.
He's the kingpin of the car game. Like, he sells secondhand cars.
I think that might be a sideline for him.
Yeah. Yo, baby, you can't drive around in that. You need a Ford Fiesta.
That'd work, actually.
You! Now drop the finance plan.
Only $14.99 a month.
Yeah! And I'll even throw in the fluffy dice. Pull up!
See, it'd work. I genuinely want to take you clubbing with me, though. I think you'd like
it. Oh, God love you. It's not going to happen. Let's be honest.
Mr. Jack. Hey!
See, I think you tend to DJ in different places. You do, like, cool clubs like Fabric, and if I go out DJing, it's more like Butlins.
Yeah.
Although we do have shared friends in Big Steve.
We do have Big Steve as a shared friend.
Yeah. Drives me to some of my gigs sometimes.
Mutual tour manager.
Nice. I don't do gigs. I like to go to the pub and have a few pints.
You should do gigs, though, Chris. You should get behind the decks and play some tunes for some people.
It'd be too electric, you know.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Too much high energy.
I want to book you.
You can't afford me.
I'm not even going to argue with that.
I'll come on and do the best 8-minute set you've ever seen. Pull up.
Pull up.
Kaboom. Pack it in.
There you go.
you go. All right.
Lots and lots of love tonight on the Facebook and the Twitter as well for you guys. You're doing a great, great thing. I can't believe you've
Thank
actually
you
been
very
on there
much.
Since 30 this morning.
Yeah. You keep saying that, but then you don't read any out. I'm getting the feeling that people are tweeting you going, blimey, hell, Mr. Jack.
Geraldine says, you've crashed Twitter with the tweets.
Good.
See?
Thanks, Geraldine.
Rich says, kaboom!
Kaboom!
George says, sweet show.
Kaboom!
Louise is listening to One Extra on her mobile phone because we've now got that mobile phone site, bbc.co.uk/One Extra. She says, shout me out, brap.
Oh, hang on.
Have you got a brap?
Yeah. What did she say?
Louise says, shout me out.
Brap.
Who did that?
I think you're yourself brapped, love.
Yeah.
There you go.
Didn't know you had a brap.
Yeah.
You got a few.
I've got loads. I've got braps, I've got powers, I've got hours, and I've got big bucka bucka.
What's big bucka bucka?
Bucka, bucka, bucka.
There you go. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, of course. Duh.
Do you?
What?
Do you know who it is?
Of course I do.
Bucka, bucka, bucka.
There you go. The late, great, Notorious B.I.G.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, of course.
Notorious B.I.G. Ow. Ew. Drop the bomb.
Shall we play another record?
Yeah, let's go.
I think so.
We're on Radio 1 and we're on One Extra. And on the red button on the BBC TV. Kaboom.
Jabba.
Don't say Shabba.
Stop the music.
What?
Stop
what?
The music.
Don't say Shabba.
28 what? Minutes before what? The first Shabba.
Hang on, what's the matter?
I should have put some what? Money on it. I thought in the first half. I thought you'd manage the
what's
first half.
What's the matter,
half hour,
Mr.
Dave?
Jam? What's wrong with Shabba?
There's nothing wrong with Shabba Ranks, the artist, but Shabba as an exclamation.
To be fair, Jam, there's a few things wrong with Shabba Ranks, the artist, but let's not get into that. Yeah, no Shabba, Dave.
All right. No Shabba.
Huh.
Brap. We'll deal with your language situation later on in the show.
All right, I'm all over it. Don't you worry about that.
Good.
Listen, I've got the vernacular down. Bob on.
Mm. Bob on?
Yeah.
Jog on.
Yeah, you can jog on. Drop the bomb.
Digital sound boy.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm feeling that.
Mm. Booyaka.
Yeah.
You're not feeling that one.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's going to be some tunes you don't like.
Aight. There you go.
Hey, listen, I was desk drumming along to that. Many people saw it on the cameras.
Liam Bailey, you better leave me. That sounded like a remix, though.
Yeah.
He's from, like a Shy FX remix.
Shy FX and B-Traits.
Yeah, I thought so.
He's from Nottingham, though, isn't he, Liam Bailey?
He is, yeah. The original version, I think you like a bit more. It's a lot bluesier.
Yeah. It's a lot bluesier. Yeah.
It was discovered by Amy Winehouse, actually.
Got a good blues voice as Liam.
Yeah.
Liam Bailey. LB, I call him.
Yeah.
LBZ.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Hey, guess what, Dave?
What?
Guess what, Jam?
What?
We've been doing this forever. It's another hour.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Mr. Jam for comic relief.
What hour is this?
Hour 14.
Hour 14, Jam.
Ow! Can we say thank you, by the way, to many, many people who have been watching all day since we started at 6:30 this morning
and
have been contributing to a huge total. So thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Just looking at some of the text messages.
There's loads in there.
Yeah. I've just sent 5 texts in a row. Keep up the good work, guys. All the best from James, the East Kilbride, who never gets a blooming text read out. Well, you guess what you have this time? Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Kaboom! We're doing this all for Comedy Relief. We're not just on to have a bit of fun with Mr. Jam. We're trying to raise some money for Comedy Relief. If you want to help us out, maybe you've been listening to us for the last few hours. Maybe you just switched on to 7 to hear Jam. Maybe you're listening to One Extra, and we suddenly appeared, and you're going, really?
It's all for a good cause.
Yeah,
it's for a great cause. We've raised a lot of money so far. So for all the One Extra listeners, you need to get in on this. If you can do so, we'd like you to give some money to us to Comic Relief. All you got to do is text the word Chris, which is me, to 70011. Text the word Chris to 70011. That'll cost £1, plus your standard network message charge, and the whole pound goes to Comic Relief. They will spend that to transform the lives of poor and vulnerable people all over the UK and Africa. It's not just the UK, it's not just Africa, it goes both, and they will spend that pound wisely. So text the word Chris to 70011. You've got to be 16 or over. Always ask the bill payer's permission. You've got to get full terms and conditions. And if you want to donate online, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I'm going to do it now.
Are you going to do it now?
Yeah, should we have another go?
Let's see if Jam gets his phone out.
See, I've actually got proof that I've done it, but I'm on the network that gives you no signal in this studio.
Right, yeah.
This is the studio that I use.
The tight-ass network.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, good deals, but, you know, just means my missus is listening. I'm my daughter as well. So, Olivia, Claire, can you text for me, please?
Who's Olivia, Claire?
Olivia is my daughter.
Right.
8-month-old daughter, and Claire's my wife.
Aww. Well, Olivia ain't going to be texting.
She's actually quite advanced.
Really?
I'm pretty sure she's.
At 8 months, she's texting?
Yeah. She grabs hold of my iPhone anyway and goes.
Well, I tell you what, it won't be long. It won't be long.
Yeah. All right, I'm sending a text. I've written the word Chris. I'm sending it to 70011.
Me too. 70011, the word say, Chris.
I just approve.
Yeah. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nice. Yeah,
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right, you ready?
You'll get a little text back then as well saying, hey, thanks.
So I did, yeah.
70011, that's very nice of you. Text the word Chris. That'll give us some money to cover relief. That'll be spent very wisely in the UK and in Africa. You are making a difference. Every pound gets properly spent. So text the word Chris to 70011. Meanwhile, let's get back to the songs. I'm gonna pick a couple of songs now for Mr. Jam that he's just told me to pick. Just to show how much I know about my music. So here we go. Thank you.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. With Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave and Mr. Jam for comic relief. Hour 14.
I need a dollar.
Share your dollar with me.
I need a dollar.
Dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey. Don't sing, Mr. Jam.
You haven't got the best voice.
Who's that?
Hello, Black.
Hello.
Hello, Black.
Hello, Black. Nice, I like that.
Yeah, he's a guy from the States. He was originally a rapper, but now he's discovered a massive soul voice. And the album that's taken from, very, very, very soul-y. And that's the first official UK single, the Zinc remix.
It's good, that. Dollar.
I like that. Mm. Nice and bouncy to give you guys a bit of energy. That's You've been doing this for a good long while.
I like the track before, that we played before.
Black Rose and Anthem.
I like that.
Tune out right now if you wanted to download that. I first heard that on Animax Show, actually.
Did you?
Really?
I was driving along and went absolutely crazy. Samples an 80s reggae record by Barrington Levy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
See, we're learning a lot tonight, Mr. Jam.
See, the idea is that I bring you some tunes. We brought you some fruit. We've got some gifts. We've still got some more musical gifts that I'll get into in a minute. There we go.
I like this.
And a special guest on the way as well.
A very special guest on the way, who's apparently going to bring gifts himself.
So I believe.
Mm. This is good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like this.
Wow, we've got a tick for Miles. Can we get an applause?
Pull up.
Pull up. Speaking of pull up, we've got a new total.
Oh, do we?
Oh, really?
We've got a new total.
Oh, hang on a second. Let's do the total music. You ready?
Yep.
Now, the last time we did a total, 25 minutes.
I'm just getting ready.
At 25 minutes past six, yes. The total fundraising amount was 179,950.
Yeah. Beautiful.
At 25 past seven,
yes,
that had increased by 32,300.
Oh, really?
£212,189.
Wow.
My God.
Amazing.
You are making a massive difference.
Thank you very much, everybody.
And there's no signs of flagging either.
No, do you know what? I just said to Dave, I feel really good. Thank you very much if you gave us some money. We really appreciate it. That's £212,000. If you think of a pound coin, and you think of £2 coins, and three, or four, or five in your hand, and now that's 212,000 of the little fellas that are going to go to Comet Relief. They will spend that money wisely, trust me. Because I've been out and spent some of that money.
Yeah.
And given out some malaria nets. Yep. And we did that with the money from Kilimanjaro.
See where it goes.
Actually went out. Ripped the nets out of the bags. Put the nets in the hands. Went to see people. Made sure they put the nets up properly. I've been there and done it. They spend your money wisely. Trust me.
Both in Africa and here in the UK.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah. It could be in Africa. It could be a project at the end of your street.
Either way, though, Jam, they're all our neighbours.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Indeed.
That 212,000, lest we forget, is from today alone.
Yeah.
Since that was
this morning.
That pot was empty at 6:30 this morning when we started, and it's now.
No, in fact, that does need
well done.
Right.
Amazing. Well
done. I think that deserves a kaboom as well.
I think that does deserve a kaboom.
Hello. I think that total earns another gift. Now, every week I pick one tune that isn't just hot, it's jam hot. We're going to get into my record of the week after this, but this is a future jam hot, trust me. This summer, I reckon this tune is going to be absolutely massive. Hasn't even been signed by a record label yet.
Get lost.
Seriously. There's a bidding war going on as we speak.
Well, I'll sign it.
Mogul's Records.
Yeah, why not? We'll set up a record label tonight and sign it.
Maybe not. Fair. We should make some money out of this. Well, we just made 200 grand for Comic Relief.
We'd have to fill in the forms, conflict of interest, etc. We don't want that. Instead, I've actually got the guys to produce a little special for you guys. Now, the tune is called The Whistle Tune, aka She Blows. Couple of guys from South London called The Time Takers. Yep. And if you're a fan of anything kind of Swedish House Mafia-y, I know you were big fans of that I'm in Miami girl.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, no, you did the dance to it, didn't you?
That was Chucky.
That was Chucky, who's now in new DJ we trust on BBC Radio 1.
Absolutely.
This is The Time Takers. See what you think. This is a special present for you guys for reaching that total.
All right. Thank you,
Mr. Jam.
Thank you, Time Takers. It is 7:48 on Radio 1 and Radio 1 Extra. Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, and Mr. Jam.
Woo!
Kaboom!
Kaboom! 51 minutes for a Hear Me Now. That's quite good, actually. That was on my list.
Hear Me Now is a classic.
Have you got like a list of bingo phrases?
Almost. I'll have them tomorrow.
Yeah.
While you're feeling a little bit flagging.
So right. You had Shabba on there.
Shabba's on there. Yeah. Hear Me Now.
Shabba.
We're waiting for Booyakasha.
I've already done that.
I didn't hear it.
I said Booyaka before.
Okay.
But you didn't pick me up on it, so I thought it was, sounded dope.
I thought it was cool. Yeah. Well, when Chipmunk comes in, we've got a
Are you telling me this has not been signed yet?
It's
a tragedy, isn't it?
Now, listen, when I take you to
Fabric... Where's Pete Waterman when you need
him? See when it goes down.
That Stock, Egg and Waterman back. They'll have this on.
What do you think? 81199. I'm telling you, Radio 1's big weekend this summer. When you go and do your annual Sound Clash,
do you reckon?
Take that. Seriously.
You think?
Yeah. It's a jump up record.
Let's put some money on that, Mr. Jam. How much are you betting?
How much do you want me to give to Comic Relief?
Well, let's just go a nice simple tenner. You're saying
tenner.
By the time
Big Weekend comes around, if you play this record, you're gonna see people jumping up and down and going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but for the right reasons.
For the right reasons, okay, right. Chris.
Do you know what? Don't take the bet. Because every time when you doubt something, you're always proved wrong.
Yeah, but I've just signed it while we're playing it. I just phoned them up.
Oh, did you?
I said, I'm a cracking deal.
Done the company.
I said, £100 cash and a Nando's. They said, all right then. So, Time Takers, Whistle Tune, Brackets VIP.
Yes. Special for you guys.
Thank you very much. No, appreciate that.
You're doing a great thing. And, you know, we thought we'd help you along, we'd bore you along. And the fact is, we're
going
with you.
Boris?
Boy.
Oh, I thought you said
you along.
Boy. Shaboy.
Yeah. Shaboy.
Yeah.
Shaboy.
Shaboy.
It's Shaboy, as Jay-Z would say.
Yeah.
Reference gone over the top of both of your heads.
Oh, we got Shaboy. No, we know Shaboy. Shagirl.
Yeah, Shaboy, Shagirl, Shaboy.
I'm crazy for this one, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Shaboy. Listen. Oh, listen, we're not quite
Mr. Jam, I was doing this when you were still in nappies.
True.
Yeah. So don't you worry about that. Hey, Westwood?
Chris!
What?
Drop the bomb and stay awake!
All right, okay. Thank you very much.
How are you enjoying your One Extra experience?
Good so far.
Do you know what? We've been on almost an hour, and honestly, it's flown by.
Yeah.
Right, because it could have been awful. It could have dragged, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But it hasn't,
It could have been complete and utter car crash radio.
But it's not.
This is
history in the making.
It's a highlight.
If I don't get a weekend gig out of this from One Extra, there's...
Where would your area of specialty be as a One Extra DJ? Because each One Extra
sound effects. You ready? Here we go.
Dee dee da da da. Dee dee da da da. Dee dee da da da. It's kind of like Grime meets Wigfield.
Almost. It's more house.
Yeah.
House meets Wigfield.
By the way, if there's any song that comes up that we don't like, we can just hit the Big Brother sound effects and everything just goes... like that, sorry. But so far, I haven't had to use it yet, so I'm quite pleased with that.
Well, hopefully you'll like this next record. Because this next record, I'm co-signing 110%.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this going to be played at the big weekend? Is this going to be big by then?
I completely and utterly would put my house on this next record being a monster.
Ah, nice.
Yo, people.
This is jam hot. This is jam hot.
This is just hot. This is jam hot.
Serious. Jam hot.
See, now I'm going to mark that one off my list.
What?
You used the Jam Hot reference from Beats International. Well, yeah. That was sampled by Beats International, yeah. Isn't it? It's actually Beats International. Who's, so it's even older than
whose
that.
Whose was it then? Do
the
we know?
The original record. Do you know what?
That's a quiz question, isn't it?
That is a good quiz question.
I will wrap my brain and I will tell you. Mr. Jam, no cheating on the keyboards.
No, come on, I'm
if you know.
Take Fly Boss, yeah. What Jam Nitty Gritty. Jam
Hot. I think, yeah. Without looking, I'll close my screen. I think that the actual vocal performance was on the Beats International record, was an original vocal performance.
No, I don't think
but
so.
But the original...
Wasn't it the Gap...
No, it was some random in the 80s, about 83 or so. No, that's it. I'm gonna cave and have a look.
Jam Hot. It uses the bass line's the Clash. Dum, 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 dum. That's the Clash.
Guns of Bricks there.
Lindy Layton's on the vocal.
Friends. Wasn't there a Gap Band connection?
For that? Jam Hot.
Crazy.
Yeah, let's see it now. Come on then, Mr. Jam.
Hey, we'll
pull it out of the hat there, Mr. I Know It All.
We'll do a sing-along. Yeah? We'll do a sing-along soon.
I'm going to have a little shifty.
Yeah, we're going to have a look. Anyway,
yes.
While we have a look at this, every week I pick one record that isn't just hot. It's Jam Hot. It becomes my record of the week.
Love that.
And this week, it is all about Nero. Dan and Joe from London, signed to Chasing Status' record label, MTA Records.
Nero's not a guy?
No, right. It's two guys.
I thought Nero was a guy.
No, it's two guys. Dan and Joe. Really nice guys. Really, really nice guys. They kind of make... Well, we were talking about it earlier this week because I had an interview with them, and it's kind of their epic dubstep at this moment in time. That's the bracket that you could put them
epic
in.
Epic dubstep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When I say epic, you say dubstep.
Go on, then.
Epic.
Dubstep.
They see?
They've got their album coming out on the 1st of August, which apparently is going to be across the board of kind of electronic music. But this is their next single, the follow-up to Me and You, which is a top 15 hit.
Love that track.
Yeah.
Love that track.
See what you think of the new one. This is called Guilt.
Guilt?
Yeah.
This better be good, because the last one was good.
See what you think.
This better be really good.
It's my Jam Hot this week. I'm co-signing it.
Jam Hot. Mr. Jam says this is it. Would have worked then if the beat would have come in, but it sounded a bit weak. You ready?
Ready.
I'm going to go for it.
Go for it.
I'm
going to
go for a kaboom. Please tell me when this is out. I love it on the text, Mr. Jam.
Nero's Guilt is out on the 25th of April.
There you go.
Massive.
Cordon.
Cordon. Down,
down, down. Kind of like a more relaxed version, though.
Cordon.
Cordon. Right, talk to me about Jam Hot.
Yeah, it's originally from a 1983 record by Johnny Dinell and New York 88 called Jam Hot.
There you go.
But the vocal performance on the Beats International record is original to the Beats International record.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
What, the guy who does it?
Yeah.
This is Jam Hot. Yeah. It's not a sample.
No.
Really?
Oh, do you know what? They probably didn't get clearance for it. That's probably why.
Probably.
Probably had to redo it.
Well, let's be honest. If it's the Clash, if they've sampled the Clash, then have they got any money left to clear anything else?
No, that's a good point.
True.
Yeah. Neil from Ashbourne says, top tune, Mr. Jam. Thank you very much, Neil. Hello as well to the 918. I didn't put the name on the text, but says, cannot feel guilty after listening to that. Ah, see what you did.
Nero's good, Dad.
Because it's called Guilt.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
81119 is the text number. If you're listening to us on One Extra tonight, it'd be lovely for you to go and use the mobile site at bbc.co.uk/One Extra and send us a free message. And we've just been joined in the studio by an old mate. How you doing, man?
Where am I at?
You going?
You're there.
I haven't seen you in about a year and a half, mate. How you doing?
Chipmunk's here.
Chipmunk is here. Sit down, man. Put your headphones on, then we can talk. There's Chipmunk. There he is. Look at that. Look at his arms all linked up. Look at that. I met you when you were too young to get a tattoo.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's definitely true.
Hang on. Where's that microphone? Hang on. Turn that mic around. Is that mic facing the right way? Because I can't hear Chipmunk's talk.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Now I can hear you. Now
it's Chipmunk, ladies and gentlemen.
Champion!
I was born a champion! Yeah.
Need to do a brand new remix of that.
A champion. Oh, I tell you.
Chris Miles is a champion.
We completely improved that song, by the way, Chipmunk.
Did you hear about this, Chip?
He's heard it.
Do you know what I had?
What?
I had Twitter going crazy.
Yeah.
I was waking up saying, have you heard it? One day I thought, let me wake up and actually listen. I was thinking,
proper
yeah.
new version.
She went in.
Yeah, Tina singing it. She yeah. does a good job.
Mm.
That works with a female vocal.
See, Tina Dahini well. Is, she's very talented, is Tina.
Yeah. With a bit of help from Auto-Tune as well.
Some people have to fight, some people give their lives.
Oh, that's before the Auto-Tune.
Some people don't believe, but I was born a champion.
Not that version. That's not the right version. That's not the right version. How are you, Chipmunk?
You know what, I think this has been the happiest period in a while.
Good, man.
Yeah, man.
Good, because you've had your unhappy periods as well. It's good to see you with a smile on your face.
I'm good.
Listen, you should never, ever, ever be down. You should always
That's
be
a
up.
Big shout.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, right? How old are you?
I'm just turned 30.
So you were lying when you came into One Extra all those years ago?
I'm playing. I didn't swim here. I'm 20.
Right.
I'm 20.
Right. And you've got this really successful recording career,
mm-hmm.
right? You're doing some songs that you want to do,
yeah.
right? You started off really young and with a load of other guys who were really doing well as well. So you got a load of mates who were doing well.
Uh-huh.
You're making some money.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the girls. Right? Listen.
Something tells you that laugh says you don't know the half, Chris, when you say you're getting
He's got really? It all. He's got it all.
And listen, see, and you're a good-looking guy and you're a nice guy.
Thank you.
I've met you a few times. You're a nice guy. You're a credit to your family. You've been brought up well.
Thank you.
Your hat's a little bit too big, but I'll give you that. That's fine. You're all in touch. Listen,
they not have it in a smaller size?
You've got it. It's all there on a plate. Don't you ever dare get like down and fed up again and feel bad. Because it's all that. I'm telling you.
I'm cool.
Even I like your stuff and I hate everything.
Wow.
That is a big statement, and it's true, though.
It is.
It's true.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You've got the earth by its kahunas, you know?
And you're ready to grab and pull.
Pause. Or maybe just grab them.
Grab them and say kaboom.
That's right. Kaboom, Chipmunk.
Kaboom.
Chipmunk, we've given him a kaboom, you know. We've For given real. Him Robert Ranks his kaboom.
No, I've got a kaboom.
Kaboom! I'm going to play some Mavado in a bit.
Ah, yeah. Mavado.
Some hardcore dancehall for you, Chris.
I love hardcore.
We're going to see him tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah, Jamaica. We're shooting our video.
You're going out to Jamaica to shoot and you say that you're not happy? I mean,
really?
Who said that? I said right now I'm the happiest.
Hang on. You're flying to Jamaica tomorrow to film a video for your next song.
Yeah, like an in-between song.
See, now, weirdly, that's made me depressed.
Mm. where did it all go wrong, Mr.
Where did you screw your life up? Why do you sit on the plane flying first class to Jamaica and you're sitting there going, yeah, I should have studied harder at school, really.
But it was impossible, though, because you got, what were your grades?
Like? Yeah, I got, like, a bunch of A's and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
But we were with you, weren't we?
Yeah,
when you got your A's.
He opened his exam results live on the air with us.
Yeah, that was A-levels. Before that, it was GCSEs.
Yeah.
Seems like yesterday.
I know.
It's going really well for you, man. It's going very, very well for you. We're waiting for the second album transition.
Yep, thanks.
It's been a long while, though. It's been a long journey, as we've been talking. You know, I remember the first time that I had you on my show was like for a Jam Hot when you were still doing your GCSEs, and it was a weird time for you at that point. How have you managed to kind of get the grades that you've got and get your career to the level that it's at?
You know, I always felt like that listening is a gift that a lot of people don't identify as a gift. You know, in school, I always said, Miss, man, there's Chip, stop talking. Miss, you're telling me the answers. Don't worry, I've written them down. You know what I mean? I feel that the ability to listen is something that I want to spread with, you know, my generation.
Mm-hmm.
If you just listen, you can get through anything, man. And, you know, coming into both music and education at the same time, I was fortunate enough to be at people, to see people at both the highest heights of the profession. So every time everything was told to me, I just listened.
Ah, you see.
Good for you.
He's a good boy,
yeah. Words to live
by. Brought up well, hasn't he?
Yeah. There's a good few of us.
Do you know what's nice about Chipmunk as well? Is every time I see him, he always smiles and always laughs. It's all the time. Like there. Look. I genuinely
see,
think...
See, the thing is you're on the red button, Chipmunk.
I'm smiling, man. I'm smiling.
But you are smiling.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you've brought gifts as well.
Yeah, I have.
I've been promising the guys that you were bringing gifts, and I know Chris and Dave, you've got a very steady diet to try and get you through this marathon broadcast.
I'm Mr. Fitness.
Get in.
Do you know what? In all seriousness, we've had a very, very healthy day so far.
Because what are you
eating? We've eaten
sushi
and dried fruit.
Protein shakes?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Seriously?
What do you mean, whoa? What's that supposed to mean?
Protein shakes. I tried to get buff and get through these 50 hours.
Seriously, I'm a machine. I'll whip your ass to the gym anytime.
All right.
What are you benching? 10?
What am I benching? I'm just slim chip, man. Yeah. I ain't even trying to bench, you know?
Don't mess with me. I'll sit on you. I'll break you.
Wow.
What have you got? What are our presents? What have you got?
I got three meals here. You know, obviously, I didn't know you was on a diet. I would have brought.
No, joking.
Like I say,
seeing as I was flying to Jamaica tomorrow,
and
you obviously ain't coming, I thought I would leave you with the closest essence of the country. So I bought you guys
jerk chicken. Jerk chicken.
There's some jerk chicken, rice and peas, and some coleslaw there for you.
You can have the coleslaw. I don't want that.
No, it's really good, you know.
Is it?
I'll have some coleslaw.
All right, well, I'll have it.
Yeah. It's good.
Get it fresh in your mouth after the jerk chicken. Mr. Jam?
Yeah.
You know that?
Necessary. Truly necessary.
So is this the moment where I pass it over?
I think we should pass it over. Yeah. I think we should play your tune, your brand new record featuring Kerry Hilson.
Yeah, man. Let me get excited. This is my tune.
Well, the only reason why we played it is so we can tuck into the food.
Oh, deep. I'm partying anyway.
You know what? Why don't you stick your whole album on and we can have a proper feast?
Yeah, let's go. Any demos you got, we'll put them all on. We'll have dessert.
We need to eat. We're starving.
Yeah, here you go. This is for you guys.
Thank you for the chicken.
Presenting the BBC
Radio 1/1 Extra
team with some jerk chicken and rice and peas.
Don't know. In the air.
New chipmunk. This. This is really good.
Thanks, man.
Who's that, Kerry Hilson?
Yeah.
Right. Chipmunk's new song is called In the Air. I like that. You're like a hit machine.
We haven't had the Big Brother sound effect yet, which means that I think you must like everything we've played so far.
I like this, though. I like Chipmunk stuff. And Champion was a big song as well, so.
Thank you.
You've got to come out with something big. Yeah. So you've done the video for this already. That's not the video.
Yeah, I've shot the video. I meant to get it back today. I'm excited. Proper.
What a life going on. Do you know what I mean?
Transition is the name of the next album.
Yeah.
So we've had a couple of massive American features.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of theme of the album? Are we getting any more American features?
I think the theme of the album Transition isn't me trying to crack America at all. Like, my prime 1,000,000% focus was making the best album I can here in the UK. And, you know, I feel that I wanted the album to capture an essence of my heritage and, you know, a reflection of who I am, you know, when Chipmunk wakes up and he's doing his ironing, what does he listen to?
I want my fans.
I do my own ironing.
Really?
He even knows about the actual, you know, the iron water.
Yeah,
he has his own favourite.
What, like an ionizer or deionizer?
It's a special juice.
Yeah, because otherwise, it's just so that you don't get limescale in your iron.
This is so that you can press the steamer button and just.
They do like fragranced ironing water.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I go in with this ironing stuff, man. Serious.
And the last time we spoke about it...
Have you written any tracks about ironing? Have you done that on the album?
I haven't, you know.
No.
I haven't.
Steam.
But yeah, man.
Did E17 do that?
Yeah, they did, actually.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm too young. I don't remember. Sorry, Jam.
Wow.
E17, a foundation.
I heard Damage are coming back out.
Damage are apparently coming back together.
No, please. No.
Hey, I'm excited, man.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait. Yeah. I'm just going to kiss Chipmunk's ass for the next 10 minutes. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to agree with everything he says.
I was a fan.
Damage were bad. Damage were good. Eternal were really good.
Yeah.
Eternal?
Yeah.
I loved Eternal.
Eternal were bad. They were bad.
No.
As in the good
as
way.
In good?
Yeah.
Oh, I went to see them live.
Who would have thought that you would be on BBC Radio 1 Extra talking about Eternal, who you saw in Wolverhampton?
But let's be honest, if it wasn't for Eternal, if it wasn't for Damage, then we wouldn't have JLS.
Very true.
We wouldn't have you know, I was doing watching, the pop chart Damage.
I was watching, sometimes I go back because I feel that, you know, people don't realise just how beautiful, you know, British music has been for the whole time. Like Craig Davis' album, that was legendary. Damage, I watched their performance on, was it Top of the Pops or something, and the moves were so in sync and they were like just...
They were in it.
They had swag, man. It weren't like... Everyone felt Damage, you know what I mean? It was like that. Everybody grew. So yeah, I'm Team Damage.
Team Damage.
Now, I want to bring you guys up, Chris and Dave.
Yes.
We've been talking about your language.
Right.
Throughout the show.
We haven't said any mucking words yet.
No, haven't said any language. Bad language. Right, I'm talking about like the kind of slang that you use.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! So you're not happy with Shabba, are you?
Not happy with Shabba.
Booyaka, no.
Booyaka, no.
That's mad. Mad. Mad.
It's kind of Ali G-ish.
Cowabunga.
No.
You get me?
Get me. Get me still, quite good. You get me.
The new ones, you get me?
Don't give him anything else yet because we're about to play a quiz.
You get me?
Yeah. That's a bit late, like,
you got to go there?
Yeah. Calm down, dear.
It's only slang.
Yeah.
We've got a quiz for you, fellas.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Chipmunk, I want you to be the adjudicator.
Right.
Chris,
right.
You've got a couple of buttons.
Yes, I have, haven't I just?
Woohoo!
You're eating dim sum while you do
I'm
this.
I'm going to eat dim sum. Yeah.
But well, you parred off the jerk chicken.
Are you, by the way, can I just say?
Course.
You parred me for dim sum.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have the jerk chicken as well. This is a par.
He parred it.
Chipmunk just said to me, he goes, what the hell are you eating? I'm like, I'm eating spicy prawn dim sum. And he's like, no. You would love this. If you like jerk, this is spicy. This is good.
It just looks scary.
No, I know, it looks ugly. But listen, Chipmunk.
It looks like a trial.
Chipmunk, dim sum looks ugly. That's kind of the point. It looks ugly, but it tastes amazing. Do you want to try a bit?
That looks like the thing.
It's prawn.
Chris Brown was eating in the studio last time, and I was thinking, yo, don't even offer, dude.
It looks a bit like the thing Agro Santos ate.
Oh my gosh.
It's not a challenge. Bush took a trial.
It's the future.
Do you want to try a bit, Chipmunk? I could be opening your mind to a whole new set of food.
Oh my gosh.
Go on, try it.
I can co-sign him.
Yeah, yeah. Tell you what, dip.
Listen, I'm from. You know, all I know the chicken shop next to the bookies. I know the Caribbean store.
Chipmunk, if you try some dim sum, we'll take a bite in.
Oh my gosh.
Don't look at it.
Mad.
It's boiled dumplings.
You've got to trust me. Just stick it in your mouth. It's spicy prawn. It will taste so good.
Never go
I'm
that
telling you.
So
just take half of it. Just eat half.
Hold on. Do you know what you could do?
What?
If you want people to watch you eat the dim sum, then we maybe should tell them to get donating.
I don't think we're going to save Africa by watching Chipmunk eating dim sum. That's not the way forward.
But no, if people want to watch him, then maybe they could put some money in.
Jammy's going to go for it. He's going to go. Come on, Chipmunk. Trust me.
It feels like plastic.
You got to trust me. Just eat it. Trust me. It tastes good.
Get it
spicy prawn. You're going to love it. Are you ready?
Wait.
You're going to ready. It's not like kangaroo testicles.
Come on.
It's dim sum. You ready? Watch this. He's going to be blown away. Watch him. He's going to go, he's going to go, I like it.
It's really nice.
He's eating it.
It is really nice.
Watch this. Let the spice kick in.
Nom.
He's going to love it.
Nom. It's prawn.
What do you think? Are you saying no? Denied.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Really?
How about some jerk
chicken
to wash
that
down?
Really?
Not at all.
He's not a fish guy.
Did he spit in the back of the box?
Yeah.
That's £3.50, Chipmunk. £3.50.
Chris, he bought you jerk chicken. Just eat the chicken.
Oh, no, that's true. I love the jerk chicken.
Are you meant to eat this cold?
No, it's supposed to be warm.
But it's not like, it's not raw.
It's not raw.
I know it's not raw, but you know what it was, yeah?
You were expecting it to be warm.
I was expecting it to be warm, one. Then it was like, the texture was mad.
It's spicy though, right?
It wasn't, prawn.
Yeah, it was spicy, but it was. I wasn't feeling past the texture.
You know, Chipmunk, you're so uncouth. That's
yeah.
where you are.
Yeah. Terrible.
Hey, man, I'm just Chicken Shop Bookies.
I'm just Chicken Shop Bookies.
All right, okay.
The new third album from Chipmunk, Chicken Shop Bookies.
And if you feel for Chipmunk, who's just experienced dim sum for the first time, then please dig deep and help us with this massive cause.
That's right. We're raising money for Chipmunk's dinner. Right. All right, what are we doing?
Slang like this quiz.
Yeah, play it now?
Let's do it.
All right. They don't understand us when we speak in slang like this. Right.
So, fellas, we are on BBC Radio 1 and BBC Radio 1 Extra. If you are listening to us on 1 Extra tonight, hello, good evening. I'm Mr. Jam. You can normally catch me Monday to Thursday, 7 till 10pm, and Saturday nights from 11 o'clock.
That's right.
If you have got a mobile phone that can get on the internet, bbc.co.uk/1extra. Put that on your homepage. Join the 1 Extra family, just as Chris and Dave have done tonight.
That's right.
And we're going to further amalgamate.
Spicy chicken, by the way.
Oh.
That sounds more legit.
Yeah, but that looks actually
too legit.
To quit. Word.
Do you realise that that came out the year Chipmunk was born?
Yeah, I was born in the 90s.
MC Hammer, absolute legend. Anyway.
You're telling me?
Yeah, most definitely. So look, Chris, right. Dave, we want to further welcome you into the BBC Radio 1 Extra family.
Thank you.
And I know I've been listening. I listen to the Breakfast Show regularly. You reckon as 1 Extra DJs can't spell.
That's all hood.
You reckon that we can't talk. Well, tonight we are going to teach you some words.
All right. Okay.
Now, question number one. Chipmunk, you are the adjudicator. You're also our scorecard keeper.
Rah, where's the score? Oh, just write it.
Right,
cool.
Just give me all the points. It's fine.
Question number one.
Yes.
If you were in a club and you were skanking out.
Yes.
Would you A, be breaking the law?
No.
B, don't give me the answer yet.
Okay.
Oh, because we're both playing.
Yeah, you're both playing. You're playing against each other. Mm. B, dancing. Or C, buying a drink.
I'm going to go for option B, Mr. Jam.
Dave, you're going for option B, dancing?
Yeah.
Chris?
I'm going for skanking and the dancing.
Yeah.
Skanking and the dancing.
Word. Skanking out on the floor. Give me some more.
Chipmunk?
Word to your mother.
Ding!
Oh, loving that.
A point for Chris and a point for Dave.
Thank you.
Have we got another sheet of paper so I can get, in case they get any wrong?
Go for it.
We're not going to get any wrong. Shut up, Chipmunk. Have some more dim sum and pipe down.
Question number two.
All right.
What is a brethren? Is a brethren A, a very good friend? B, a sandwich? Or C, a girl with loose morals?
It could be A and C. If it was C, she'd definitely be A. But I'm going to go A.
Was A friend?
A was friend.
I'm going to go A as well.
Hey!
He's just copying.
It's not a bread bin, was it?
No.
Not a bread bin. It's not where you put your loaf in.
Fine, well, you put me Warburton's in to keep it fresh.
If it was C, you may put your loaf in it.
Hey, listen.
Whoa. Hey, man.
We won't have the...
It's not that late, Mr.
Jack.
It's not that late.
Don't be bringing the tone down.
Hey!
Family show.
Question number three.
I'm so going to get my own show on 1 Extra. Yeah. Telling you.
Very soon. Question number three. If you were wavy, would you be A, tipsy, B, fresh from the barbershop, or C, impersonating a member of the royal family?
A.
Dave, you're saying A?
Tipsy. Wavy. Like gravy? Word?
Word is a no-no.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. Well, Dave, what are you going to say next? Ragamuffin? I'm going to go A as well.
You're both saying that wavy means tipsy?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Point for each of you.
Yay!
And can I just add that wavy, you could also be like wavy.
Yeah. Wavy's almost like swag as well.
Yeah. Wavy. So you could be.
So I've got my wavy on.
You
could be, yo, I'm wavy.
I sound like Jonathan Ross saying gravy. I got my wavy on.
Oh my gosh.
I could be Wavy Davey.
Yes.
Wavy Davey. Hey,
there's my one extra
there's
name.
There's your one
right
extra name,
there.
Wavy Davey. That's genius.
I am all over this like a fat lass in a cake shop. Come on, give me some more.
You're level pegging right now. Now, this is the last question. If both get this one right, we go to the tiebreaker situation.
Kaboom.
If you were described as being peng.
What?
Pain.
If you were described as being peng.
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 I've heard of penge. That's in South London. Peng.
Peng.
P-E-N-G.
Peng.
P-E-N-G.
P-E-N-G.
Would you be A, very bad, ugly or minging? Would you be B, very tall, large or enormous? Or would you be C, very good, sexy or hot?
That's a tough one, isn't it?
I think I'm all of the above.
Yeah.
He said he thinks I'm all of the above.
The word peng.
Okay,
slang word peng.
P-E-N-G, peng.
Peng.
What are they again? A, B, C?
A is very bad, ugly or minging. Right. B is very tall, large or enormous. Or C, very good, sexy or hot.
A for me again.
A for you, Dave?
Yeah, minging.
I'm going to go C.
You're going to go see Chris?
Yeah. Peng. That's what I'm going for.
Mm.
This is the first time the pair of you have gone for different answers.
That's right. Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Mm.
Chris, you're right.
Oh, boom!
Dave, you're wrong, mate. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Kaboom!
Britney's good.
Pull over.
Pull over.
Redfin.
Cardigan.
Pull over.
Pull over, Chipmunk.
That's the new one.
That's right.
Now, we I know we've got an obvious winner here in Chris.
Hello.
Congratulations, Chris.
Mud ting, mud ting,
mud ting.
I'm a mud ting.
Yeah.
Mud?
Mud ting.
Chipmunk.
Seriously. But I feel we do need to take it to the tiebreaker question, even though it's not a tiebreaker situation.
Go on then. That'd be very civil of you.
Out of these 10, how many of these or actual BBC Radio 1 Extra DJs?
Oh,
okay.
You need a pen.
Pen.
Not a peng.
Peng.
Oh, my gosh.
I am totally peng.
Don't know.
I've got my swagger on.
Yeah, swag.
It's all swag. Wavy. It's all hood.
Swag.
Feeling that.
Swag.
Okay.
That's right.
Go for it. Swag.
Yeah. Out of these
I'm the whitest man on the planet.
It's not a colour thing, Chris. It's just
it is right now with me. See, now hang on. What did you just say?
It's just a slang thing.
All right, now it's just a slang thing. It doesn't make the sound the same. Well,
it does. Swag. I'm from Nottingham. You're from Leeds.
That's
it's not
true.
Too far.
That's very
it's
true.
A slang thing. Right. Out of these 10, how many are actual BBC Radio 1 Extra DJs?
Okay.
CJ Beats.
Okay.
Young Lion. DJ Q. DJ Target, Charlie Sloth, DJ Edu, DJ Cameo, Robbo Ranks, Twin B.
He's copying it.
Nick Bright.
Nick Bright?
Isn't he an engineer?
Do you want that list again?
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah.
Out of these 10, how many are actual BBC Radio 1 Extra
DJs?
By the
way, I want Chipmunk to give us his answer as well, because this can be funny. Yeah.
You can do if you want.
All right.
All right, cool. Lego.
Lego.
What, CJ Beats?
CJ Beats.
Yeah.
Young Lion. DJ Q. DJ Target. Charlie Sloth. DJ Edu.
Hello, it's Charlie Sloth here on One Extra. Ooh. I got loads and loads of tunes for thee.
DJ Carrier. Robbo Ranks.
Yeah.
Twin B.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Bright.
All right.
They don't understand us when we speak in slang like this.
Chipmunk. No, let's go Dave. What's your answer?
What, how many are real?
Yeah. How many out of those?
How many of those are
Five.
Real One Extra DJs?
Five.
Chipmunk?
I'm saying seven.
Seven? I'm going to say all of them.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
He's trying it. What did you mean?
Even Charlie Sloth?
I'm saying all of them. Charlie Sloth? Yeah.
You can't make that up. That was Charlie Sloth on One Extra.
Dave, what five do you think are fake One Extra DJs?
Okay. Nick Bright.
Uh-huh.
DJ Edu.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Sloth.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Young Lion.
Uh-huh.
And CJ Beats.
Okay. Chippy, how many do you think aren't One Extra DJs? Or the names of the DJs that you think aren't One Extra DJs?
Young Lion. That Nick.
Nick Bright.
And I can't remember. Run through again, I'll tell you the other ones.
CJ Beats, DJ uh-huh. Q, Target, Charlie Sloth, DJ Edu, Cameo, Robbo Ranks. Edu.
I think.
Okay.
Can I have two answers?
Yeah.
I think they're all on One Extra. But what is the question? Did I say the question again?
Out of these 10, how many of these are actual BBC Radio 1 Extra DJs?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to... Nine, then. If you're going to be picky about it, because I've heard DJ Target's show, and seriously. So, I'm going to... Only joking, Target, son! I'm going to say all 10.
You're going to say all 10, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Well, you would be right in saying all 10. BBC Radio 1 Extra DJs.
Wow. Told ya. Wagwan.
Well, even B&Q as well.
DJ Q.
DJ
Q. Tuesday nights, UKG from 1 a.m. Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
He does the hip hop show at 1 a.m. Uh-huh. On a Friday night. He also does weekend breakfast.
Time. Yeah.
He does what?
He does weekend breakfast as well.
But hang on, he's on Friday night at 1 a.m. Then they put him on weekend breakfast.
They put him on Saturday morning.
He's got to get himself a new agent,
isn't
he?
That's an awful.
He gets 3 hours sleep.
Awful gig.
Nick Bright does early morning weekend breakfast.
What? Bright and Breezy with Nick.
That's his actual name as well. His actual name is Nick Bright.
Change it, son.
DJ Edu is our African music specialist on One Extra.
Right.
CJ Beats is an R&B specialist on Monday nights on One Extra. Mm-hmm. He also does the opposite show to Charlie Slough on a Sunday. So he does
With
the Breakfast Young Lion. He's one of our dancehall specialists.
I love Young Lion show. Yeah. You know, the dancehall.
After Rubber Ranks finishes, Young Lion comes on.
Yeah, Young Lion. Roar! Like a little lion.
He's like a kitten. So,
Chris, you are officially a BBC Radio 1 Extra DJ now.
Thank you. Pull over! Red bin.
This coming year, when we do the Christmas photos, mate, you need to come and stand next to me.
Well, go on.
In both pictures.
Absolutely. Nice. I'm feeling that.
Go on.
All hood.
All hood. All hood.
Yeah, good.
It's 8:30. In fact, it's 8:31. Yeah. Which means that you've been doing this how many hours?
14 hours we've been on the radio.
We're about to start hour 15.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. We should play another record.
Chipmunk, is Chipmunk staying? Are you hanging around?
Chip, do you want to stay or you want to go?
I'm here, man.
I've got half an hour.
Don't sound too enthusiastic, will you, Chip?
I'm here.
Yeah, let's play another record and then I think we should go with Nye, actually.
What do you want to go?
Nye's
Be
With
You.
Yeah, a bit of R&B for you, mate.
All right, nice.
This one features Giggs. This one features Giggs.
Not Ryan.
Not Ryan, the rapper. Kaboom!
Warren G featuring Nate Dogg.
R.I.P. Nate Dogg, most definitely.
Very sad.
Yeah,
that's a tune and a half.
Most definitely. The past couple of days, we've lost a couple of legends. Yesterday, we lost an old school British reggae legend, goes by the name of Smiley Culture.
That's really shocking as well.
Yeah.
That's really dark, all of that.
Very much
a shame.
So. Very, very much so. And then today, Nate Dogg, it just... Yeah. But anyway, his legacy will live on with the music, and you are listening to BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. Tonight on BBC Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
Yes.
Chris Moyles and Comedy Day.
Yay.
That's right.
Hello, good evening. I'm Mr. Jam.
Mr. Jam.
Yay. And Chipmunk's still with us in the studio.
Yay. Chip Diddy. The Chip of the Diddy.
You've been on air, Chris and Dave, since 6:30 this morning.
Yes.
6:30
right.
a.m.
So, 14.
No, I'm playing now. What should we play?
14 hours, 10 minutes.
Oh, let's play this.
Bit of Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Cool. How long has it been?
14 hours, 10 minutes.
Yeah!
And you're not... Genuinely, whenever I come in and I do a show and a little bit flagging, maybe I've
got
a club night the night before or whatever, I ramble.
That's
rubbish.
Right.
You're holding it together, fellas.
Yeah!
You want to hear us at 3 or 4 in the morning, I reckon.
I'll be listening.
Could be interesting.
What?
All right, Lil John.
What?
Do you want to hear a total?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A new one.
We've raised so
far. Brand new total.
Yes, please.
Brand new total. So, have we got a total bed? Can we do that?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Listen to you.
I just want to try and keep the standard up. Everyone else so far today has been great. You know?
Yeah. Well, not everybody.
I was listening on the drive-in, actually. Richard Madeley and Phil.
That feels like a long time ago, doesn't it, now?
It was a long time ago, fellas. It was a long time ago.
All right, what have we got?
Okay, so the last time we read out the total,
yes,
26 minutes past 7,
yes,
we were at £212,189.
Amazing.
Right now, or should I say at 25 past 8,
all right,
£227,527.
Wow.
Wow.
Amazing.
It's all right, but I feel it could be a hell of a lot more. Because you guys have been on air for 14 hours and 11 minutes. I think people need to dig deep.
Do you know
send
what?
A text.
I thought we'd raise 100 grand. I'd be really happy with that. Mm.
Really?
Genuinely,
really did, yeah. And we've raised like over £225,000. I'm like...
See, I think it could be better. I'm getting a lot of text here. I'm sitting in front of the text console, of the Radio 1 text console. I'm sitting in front of my Twitter. I'm sitting in front of my Facebook. And everyone's saying that they're loving the show tonight. If you're loving the show tonight, pull out your phone and send a text.
That's right.
Costs a pound. The pound goes to Comic Relief.
Yes, it does.
And the full terms and conditions are available online at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
You've got to be 16 or over. Always ask the bill to pay us permission, please.
Please do, yeah.
It costs a pound plus your standard network message charge. But but then you're giving a pound to Comic Relief, which is ace.
And the whole pound goes to Comic Relief. You want to donate, text Chris, C-H-R-I-S,
thanks,
to 70011. That's 70011.
Thank you, Mr. Jam.
Thank you, Mr. Jam.
Chipmunk, how many texts have you sent?
I'm just about to send one right now.
Yeah.
Good man.
Spencer with that champion money.
Yeah.
So that's, wait,
seven
double
zero.
Okay, two double seven, one. Zero, zero.
One. And it's the word Chris that you want to text.
I'm texting the word Chris.
Thank you, Chipmunk.
And then you'll get a little text back from Comet Relief.
Do it a few times, Chip. You can afford it. Come on.
So let go. You too, Jan.
I've got no signal down here. But look. I've done it a few times.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going.
Let's play another record for you.
Okay.
Another audio gift. Drum Sound and Bassline Smith, too far away from my hometown of Nottingham. They're from Derby. This is a big drum and bass record. Zane Lowe's a big fan of it. I've also heard Fern play it as well. But this is a little special version that we've got for you, Chris.
I love that.
Chris Miles, B-I-D.
It's me.
Chris Miles, B-I-D.
Yes.
Chris Miles,
B-I-D. Kaboom!
Drum Sound and Bassline something.
Smith.
Yeah.
Bassline Smith.
I know a John Smith.
His name's Simon Smith.
Right.
Is it?
Simon Bassline Smith.
Simon Bassline Smith.
See, that's a good middle name. My middle name's Lloyd.
Oh.
But Bassline would be better, wouldn't it?
Mine's Chris.
Is it?
My middle name's Chris, yeah.
Mr. Jam.
What? What's wrong? Chris, what's wrong?
I've been on the radio for 14 hours.
Yeah?
Oh, no, hang on. I'm flagging.
You're flagging.
I'm flagging.
We need the bass cannon.
Bass cannon.
I need the bass cannon. So we get the quick.
I need the bass cannon.
Quick.
Ready?
Kaboom!
Bass cannon.
Chipmunk doesn't know what's going on.
Come on, Chipmunk.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Bass cannon.
Bass cannon. Chipmunk.
How did it, Jam?
Whatever.
You're like one of my uncles dancing at a wedding.
However you feel when the bass kind of drops.
I wish their headphones a bit louder. They're on a, what do you call it?
They're a limited.
Yeah.
Protects your ears.
Okay, cool. I hear that.
Bum diggy 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 bum diggy bum.
You nearly got to the end of the show without it.
Now that'll do it. All right.
Now, listen, we're having a lot of fun.
This is my street.
9 o'clock.
This is my street.
9 o'clock, BBC Radio One Extra.
Yes.
We split off with you guys.
Oh, no, One Extra's leaving us?
Really?
We'll be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
I bet it'll be rubbish compared to this.
Well, you say that. We do a daily dose of dubstep on my show.
Yes.
Every weeknight at 9 p.m. on BBC Radio One Extra. So if you're just getting into dubstep, if you've never heard dubstep before, if dubstep is the genre that people are talking about but you've never actually checked out, Monday to Wednesday, we get some of the biggest DJs and producers from across the dubstep scene to provide guest mixes for my show. Thursday night, it's me in the mix. Tonight, Quest representing Deep Medi is in the mix at 9 p.m. So if you want a bit of music and no chatting, because we don't interrupt the Daily Dose dubstep other than for the news.
Sounds like a crazy man. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Crazy
music
idea.
Music and no talk.
Radio with
who
music.
Who would want to hear that?
I don't know, but if you did, BBC Radio 1 Extra is the station for you. If you've got yourself a phone that can get on the internet, bbc.co.uk/1extra. Or if you are watching on Sky, Sky Channel 0137, Freeview
right.
Channel 701,
well,
Freeview
Channel 701. For me.
Virgin Channel 9. Come on, Chris, you can spare a couple.
No way.
You can spare a couple.
No way.
No way.
If bbc.co.uk/1extra from your computer, you can take a listen. Alternatively, carry on listening to Chris because it's all on the BBC iPlayer at any given point in time.
9 o'clock tonight, by the way. If you're listening, or maybe if you're watching on the red button, we've got a nice little show when One Extra goes back to One Extra Land and Radio One continues.
Yes.
It'll be me and Dave.
Hello.
Vernon Kay's coming in.
Hello, big man.
That's if he turns up. And also Jimmy Carr's coming in.
Oh, Jimmy.
He's next door already.
He's in, by the way. He's loving what he's hearing.
See, we should get Jimmy in to give him a bit of bass cannon.
You'd be really surprised about what music Jimmy's into.
I heard he's a bit of a gangster rap fan.
Oh, loves it.
Yeah.
With the ladies in the back. Well, it's not ladies, but you know.
Jimmy, we should sit down and chat, mate. We should talk beats. We should talk beats at some point in time, mate.
Honestly, seriously.
We should all go out sometime at some point.
Yeah, man,
I'm saying it because you're saying no.
No, I'll go out. I'll go out with you.
I won't have to take you to a club. I won't take you to a club.
Fine.
I'll go out with you. Yeah, I'll go out with you.
That in slang is what is known as a par. You've just parred me.
It's not a golfing term, is it?
No, no, no. Slang term, you just basically, you shook me down.
So before 9 o'clock, what we're going to do...
It's a par.
And this could be a very bad idea, but you know when you watch the telly on BBC One and they go,
and there's trouble in Albert Square now, down at EastEnders.
And all that. I'm going to do the 9 o'clock link with Dave and everyone in the studio on the BBC, the continuity. So BBC One viewers who have no idea what we're doing will be sitting watching the BBC and BBC One, all of a sudden it's going to cut to this studio on this camera.
Wow.
And it's going to be me going, hello viewers, and we've got to introduce MasterChef. However, I might try and shoehorn a link in about, why not press the red button? And watch me and Dave and Vernon and Jimmy Carr instead. So we've got to do that on BBC One. What was it? What, do I want to rehearse?
Do you want to rehearse now?
Sure.
You want to go for it.
So I've got to say...
How long have you got?
20 seconds to say, and now here's MasterChef.
All right, cool. Do you want me to time you?
Okay. You pretend to be Vernon, and Chipmunk, you pretend to be Jimmy Carr.
And I'll pretend to be Dave.
Okay, you ready?
I need to stand up if I need to pretend to be Vernon.
Right,
no, I'll sit.
Here we go. Clock start at 40. You ready?
Yep.
Hello, BBC One viewers. I'm Chris Moyles. This is my friend Comedy Dave.
Hello, I'm Dave.
Vernon Kay.
Hello.
And Jimmy Carr.
Hey.
And we're doing a record-breaking radio marathon for Comic Relief. You can watch it right now on the red button. If you hit your red button, you'll be able to see us live in the studio having a good old laugh. Or you can just sit back and watch MasterChef, which is rubbish.
Oh!
How's that?
Nice.
Spot on.
I don't think you can say the witch is rubbish
right
on the end.
Okay.
I think you need to be more.
Do you know what, Dave? I think you're doing such a good thing. I think you should.
Hey, Chipmunk, thanks for coming in, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for bringing in our jerk chicken,
always
which I shall be enjoying.
Thanks for the,
sorry you didn't like the dim sum.
The dim sum. Well, you tried it. Now you know that you don't like dim sum.
Yeah.
Spicy prawn is not.
Next time I'll try it hot.
All right, okay. Good.
Yeah. Well,
nice one. You might like it.
Thanks, Chuck.
Speaking of stuff that you might like, let's play a record from one of your mates, Wretch 3-2.
Oh.
Featuring Example, this is the Distance remix of Unorthodox. If you like the sound of this, you might like the Daily Dose of Dubstep on One Extra from 9.
Oh my God.
It's good, this.
Got more plugs than an electrical shop, you.
I'm taking the opportunity to tell the people about One Extra.
Wretch 3-2 featuring Example. Unorthodox.
Distance remix.
Jimmy Carr's loving it, Mr.
Oh, Jim. Tell you what, that was the Distance remix, wasn't
it? Yeah.
I was pretty sure it was the Distance remix.
Yeah, you've got it.
See, you're down, Jimmy. We know this.
Mr. Jam, thank you for the last couple of hours. Can we do it again tomorrow, please?
I would love to. In fact, I'm going to bring you a couple of more presents tomorrow at 7 o'clock if you can last.
That'd be great.
Chicken is always good.
Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I reckon we're going to bring some Irish dancers. My dad's Irish, your mum's Irish, we've got a shared Irish heritage.
Let's have some Irish drum and bass.
Dancing to drum and bass.
The old drum and bass.
Let's have some old dance hall.
And there's an artist called Maverick Sabre, originally from Ireland, grew up in Stoke Newington, moved back to Ireland, and now he's back in the UK. It's this guy, he's absolutely amazing live. He's going to bring in his acoustic guitar and he's going to sing to you guys if you can make it.
Well, listen, we'll do our best, definitely.
All the best for overnight, fellas.
Thank you, Mr. Jam.
Just dip into the fruit if you need to. And hey, if you need an extra boost, I'll leave you with the bass cannon and the kaboom.
I love that.
Kaboom!
Right, Maverick Sabre. Okay, so we've got to do a live link on BBC One on the telly, what we call a continuity link, Jimmy.
So are they expecting this? Or
yes.
The show's just ended and then it's us?
It's going to be us. All right, so we're 30
What's
seconds.
On next?
On the telly?
On the telly, yeah. We should say something.
Sit down.
Okay,
I'm going to say MasterChef.
MasterChef.
Yeah. So at 59:29, okay, which is about 15 seconds, we're going to be live on BBC One. I know.
It's quite scary, actually, isn't it? Do you not think?
Right. A little bit, yeah.
So in 10 seconds, we're going to be live on BBC One.
Okay, live on
you
BBC
ready?
One. Yeah, sure.
No swearing, Jimmy.
No, I promise I'll be good. I don't think I'm allowed to swear on the radio either, but telly's proper.
Hello, viewers. My name is Chris Moyles. This is my very good friend, Mr. Comedy Dave.
Hello.
This is Mr. Jimmy Carr.
Hi.
And together with Vernon Kay, we are on BBC Radio 1 and the BBC Red Button, broadcasting for as long as we can for Comic Relief. So if you want to watch the fun, press your red button right now and see us all live in the studio on Radio 1, or just sit back, keep watching MasterChef.
MasterChef.
Boom!
I thought that went well.
What?
That's fun.
Was that the real thing or a rehearsal?
That was it.
Okay.
Are we now? Have we got the job of continuity announcer?
I don't think so.
I always wonder who does that. Because they always pretend that they've just watched EastEnders.
Yeah.
They'll pretend that it's coming up. Oh, I'm really into EastEnders. Are you? You're reading the Sporting Post and going on to the next thing.
ITV2 is the worst. It was like this. Oh,
well, that was a great show tonight. And it's like, they're like old working, Northern Workingmen Club's comics. Oh, and they're always giggling. Coming up next, oh, the only way is Essex. Oh.
He's 29 seconds late. Look who's just walked in.
Oh, it's Vernon Kay!
Yay!
It's very surreal.
Direct from the there. Handsome Boy Modelling Club. There
That's
he is.
Right. Direct from, no doubt, a corporate. I'm sorry, Jimmy. That's your game.
Have you been watching at home, Vern?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Looks really good.
Good.
Looks All really right, good. Well, we're on. That was Mr. Jam's show. We're off one extra now.